make it make any sense, in that it's Caravan's one of those songs that I just learned, and it does make sense now that I didn't learn it in a logical way, you know.
Okay.
The cool thing, it's in C minor. Well, all the minor, whenever you need a minor, you just go up 3 frets and there it is, right? So there's a C minor at the 8th fret. Instead of, right? So, and then when you want to have, you know, you can play all those hammer-on licks, but you do them at the 1st fret. So you kind of, so anyway, the way I did that, I'm sliding on the 4th string up to match the 3rd string note at the 3rd fret. And then I'm hitting I keep my bar on the 1st fret of the 4th string. That's it. What I'm doing is I'm holding a G7, because this is a G6. So there's a G7, right? But because it's minor, I'm doing all these hammer-ons. I'm doing it at the 1st fret to get that minor feel for when I go back. And then I go down and I hit the 6th tone at the actual C fret. So basically the song is, I'm just messing around up there in the C minor and end up with that 6th note because it sounds cool. The same old stuff, instead of doing a G major, you're just doing it in the minor sounding. I don't know exactly what I did, I was just grabbing notes. And then it actually goes to a C major. So I'm going from a C, I'm skipping over that 4th string because I don't want to have that 6th note in there. But there it comes in handy because it just took me down to a C7. And now it's going to come in handy because I can do, the song goes to the F chord. Well, now I'm right there at this, that S pattern for F. So I can go just these 3 notes. I don't know how this makes any sense. Let's say, that's the lick I did. So I'm going, I'm just working my way up to the 4 chords. I did the 3rd fret. There's the 5th fret. And then up 3 frets from that for this. That's on 4 and 5. And then when it goes to the, from the 4 chord, from the F, it goes to a B flat, which is the, what goes a circle of fourths here, right? So instead of going any place, I just play, cause instead of going down here, I would, because this is the 5 chord, 5 position of the 4, of the 1, of 1 being B flat at right. This place mm-hmm. in the song. So I just came up, and that's what I'm thinking. I'm thinking, okay, I can just stay right there, because at the 5 chord, that's a 1 major 7th. All I got to do is, and there's the 1 note. Okay, so then I just did that little lick. And then when it goes to the 4 of that, which is E flat, well, I'm right there. So I'm just playing one of those licks. And then drop right down. Now I'm back in the 5 chord of the original key. Mm. Okay, does that all make sense?
Yeah, that makes sense.
Let's see, so. And then this. It's the same thing, I just did it high instead of. Two frets. And this. You know, same old thing. The same lick that I did there, but you know, it doesn't sound like it because it's a different place. Just as a timekeeper. Way back to that C minor. Just two frets at a time. On three and four. And then back to that sixth note again. And then I did something like, again, the band at this place is in G, and I'm just playing, I'm playing like a G sub. That's that long G, the five scale that we were talking about a little ago. I'm just doing it backwards. And then I do it down. And I'm back to that G7. And then. That's basically the whole song.
It's great.
Am I breaking it down?
Oh, yeah, that's great. See, I love those kinds of tunes, those old
I do
jazz
too.
Lime, you know, Limehouse Blues, all those kinds of things. Like, being able to work those on the dobro, I think it's a fun thing to do.
Oh, yeah, me too. That's my favorite stuff. I just worked up Sunrise Serenade.
Oh, wow.
On C6. I mean, you can do it on this, you know. It's all right there in a row. That guy must have played steel guitar, you know. So is that good for
the
caravan?
Great. Yeah, I'll be able to work on that. Did you ever do minor swing?
I never did. I've played it off the top of my head with Tony Rice or somebody that's just messing with it, but I don't really know it.
It seems to fit so well with the.
Oh, it's right in
with the eight strings.
Yeah, right. All those songs, you know. You don't have to do anything, man. It's right in a row.
Yeah, I've been working on that monk tune around midnight, and it just sounds great. I think it sounds great on the dobro.
Yeah, I've never worked up to real ambitious things like the one in his monk, but because I guess I just didn't listen to a lot of it, but I listened to a lot of swing music, you know, the 40s stuff. I just like that, and it fits on this real easy. And because I've always tried to kind of shove this into a bluegrass audience, I didn't want to. They won't listen to it if it's too weird.
Yeah.
So I tried to pretend like I'm playing it on a six string.
Well, that's good. I'm glad you're not going after the monk stuff. That'll give me something.
Yeah, really.